Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose and music with a message. It is the Tavares Taylor Show. Today is Sunday, October the 18th, 2009. I'm joined by my co-host, Marissa. What it is, baby?
What's going on?
Hey, chilling. You know, we're going to get you higher than the little boy in the hot air balloon. How about that?
Oh, higher than.
I know you heard about Lil Falcon, you know, the little boy who took the hot air balloon and ended up not even being in the hot air balloon. But, you know, hey, it is what
it is.
And now I ain't gonna lie.
But now they're trying to press charges on the family, so who knows what's going on.
No, I think they're straight. I ain't gonna lie. When I first saw it, I thought it was a UFO. See, I watched too much sci-fi, so I thought it was an actual UFO. Then I read down there, a six-year-old boy trapped in. It's like, oh, man, we getting invaded by aliens. But anyway, you're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, and that's right, it is Gospel Fest Radio tonight, as we have the group's God's Image, my boy straight out of Richmond, and we've got Mr. Brandon Camphor and One Way. They will be joining us shortly here for the show, and you know, we're going to give God some praise this particular show, because he has been so great. He's opened up a lot of doors for us, and we can't do nothing but just praise him. So, yeah, we're going to get it started here with my man, Mr. John P. Key, here on the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Yeah.
wondering with my feet, trying to handle things on my own, but I'm not that strong. Bound by fear, completely praying for somebody to save me. Decided to release myself, the joy I felt when I let go.
Deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah. What's going on, folks? Welcome back. You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. It is the Tavares Taylor Show. And y'all can hear that we're missing one person today. Miss Deanna Cole, she's out on leave. So, we're going to hold it down for this part of the show. Well, let me do a recap real quick. We just heard from Miss Lisa McClendon with Let It Go. Before that, we had Mr. Sean Simmons with My Life. I love that joint. And then we kick things off at the top of the hour with John P. Key with Right Now Praise. And this is the portion of the show that we call Soul in the City, where we go over events that are going on in your area. The first one is Baltimore Showcase Career Expo. That's right, if you're looking for a job, Tuesday, October the 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mall in Columbia, you need to be there. For more information, hit up bemorejobs.com, bemorejobs.com, or hit them up at the phone number 410-243-1333, extension 225. Event number two is the Dr. Richard Blackett will be speaking at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. And that's Saturday, October 24th at 2 p.m. That's in my folks out in the Natty. For more information, hit them up at www.freedomcenter.org. That's www.freedomcenter.org. And for those folks in the Chi who want to get down with the brand new heavies on Monday, October the 27th at the House of Blues, hit them up at Ticketmaster, or you can check us out at our website at ytbtravels.com/empowerment-inc. You can get tickets to that hot show. So that's Soul in the City for this week. But folks, this is Gospel Fest Radio. That's right, Gospel Fest Radio. Well, we've turned the Tavares Taylor Show to complete gospel. You know, we're always R&B Neo Soul heads. But this week, yeah, we're getting back to my roots, going back to gospel. And we're going to be joined on the line in like 1 second by one of the hottest cats in the gospel game right now. I'm talking, yo, when I first heard this brother's song, I was like, yo, who is this cat? You should have seen me fumbling around. I almost had an accident trying to find out who in the world this cat was. But I'm talking about none other than Mr. Brandon Camphor and One Way. What's going on, bro? Are you there?
I'm here.
What is going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, doing great. Thank you so much for stopping by the Tavares Taylor Show. I'm telling you, man, when I first heard the cat, I was like, who is this, man? Who are they? I was like, yo. And I was fumbling trying to find a pen. I was like, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But, man, I love it. Love what y'all are doing. Thank y'all so much for stopping by the show.
No problem, man. It's just me. But the group sends their hellos and everything. Everybody was having kind of family time tonight, Sunday, so I told them I'd take the load and talk.
Understandable. Understandable. Well, thank you. First of all, to the folks who may not know, who is Brandon Camphor and One Way?
Well, I'm Brandon Camphor, and I'm joined by some awesome young adults. We go by the name of One Way, and we are a group of young adults who desire to be, you know, an example of righteous living to our generation. Everybody is between the age of 21, and 24, and all of us are young adults on fire for God. We share the passion for the ministry as well as the music. And, you know, that's who we are. We're One Way. We want to show the world that there's only one way to live, and that's right. And there's only one way to the Father, and that's Jesus Christ.
That's right, dog. That's right. Because I'm going to tell you, you get a lot of flack, man. How is it, you know, being, you know, young and saved, being received by a lot of older saints? You know, a lot of your sound, it's different. It's not your grandma's music. It's not your grandma's sound. So how are you perceived by a lot of older Christians when it comes to your music?
Well, the first perception beyond the music is really, I think, a judgment of character and lifestyle. You know, most people at this age, you're really on your own and you're able to make your own decisions. You know, you're above the age of 18, you're like an adult, and once you're in college, man, the rules and stuff are gone. You could totally make your own decision. And most times, most kids choose, especially if they've grown up in the church, to, you know, step out of the church. And I think most people expect that from us at our age.
It's possible. Gotta have faith. Yo, this is the hottest joint I've heard in a long time. Check it out. Be sure to support them. Hit them up at myspace.com/ Brandon Camphor. That's BrandonCamphor. And that's myspace.com. This is Brandon Camphor on the Tavares Taylor Show with It's Possible. You're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show.
You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe that it's possible. You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe. Your dreams, never even.
That's right. You gotta have faith. You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, radio with a purpose, music with a message. And I'm joined on the line by my man, Mr. Brandon Kampfer. Brandon, you back? Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. We apologize here. But that was You Gotta Have Faith. It's possible. Yo, I love that joint. You guys, the Project Regeneration, it's in stores. Be sure, folks, to go cop that up. Is this your first album?
Yeah, this is the first album with One Way. Actually, I got to be honest. If you type in my name on iTunes, another EP comes up that I did actually when I was in high school, and I forgot about that. So, but this is the first one that I, well, I stand behind that proudly, too, because I did it. But
right.
So this is, you know, something I think I put my stamp on, and, you know, my group's a part of it as well. So, yeah, this is our first full-length album.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, describe to me, on that first day that you heard your song on the radio, I mean, where were you, what happened, what kind of expressions, because I mean, it's got to be crazy. I don't know what I would do if I heard myself on the radio. So explain to me that first, describe to me that first time you heard yourself live on air.
It was definitely a surreal experience. You know, you see it something on TV, or, you know, people talk about it and the experience they have. And it was very similar, just complete shock. I couldn't get a smile off my face. I was at my, I was actually at home. It was a Sunday morning, actually, and someone had called my phone. It was like 8 in the morning. They're like, your song's on the radio. And I just jumped up, ran to the radio and turned it on and woke up my whole house. Called my mom. Like, you know, just was very excited about it. Very excited.
Nah, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. And I'm going to tell you, the album is smoking, man. The joint is hot. I listen. I take it to work. I got a high-stress job. I'm not even going to lie. And I pop in that joint, and, man, between your stuff, man, and some old Hezekiah Walker, I'm good to go for the rest of the day. So I appreciate you for your rejuvenation, for real. Let me see. So what makes you different? What makes, you know, you and your group different from other gospel artists that are out there?
Well, I think, you know, it's not something I necessarily planned on, but a lot of people have actually told us, you know, we have our own sound, which I would, you know, I guess own and, you know, appreciate that people are hearing that. I think we definitely, there's such a fusion of great, talented people in our group. It's not just four singers in a band, you know, everybody is equally talented. Like, you know, my musicians can all sing sometimes better than me, and my singers can play some stuff better than the musicians. It's just crazy. You know, everybody has something to contribute beyond just, you know, one lane of some sort of talent. And with that, when we go into the studio or when we're able to create, there's just such a fresh anointing and fresh sound that comes from everybody. And, you know, I think that people can hear that, just 10 people who all have so many gifts and talents coming through one CD, you know.
Right.
Great. And also, I like to just stand on our lifestyle as well. We definitely, you know, want to not be the average group out here singing one thing, doing another. You know, we're trying
right.
to see, live what we preach and stand up to our name one way. You know, there's one way to live, and that's right according to the Word of God. So that's what we try to do, you know, to set up.
Right. I appreciate that, too. I appreciate it because I know we're living in a time now where everything is being judged. Like, I mean, everybody's a journalist. Everybody's a blogger. If you got a Facebook account, a MySpace account, you know, you're a blogger. You got a camera phone, so you're a photographer now. You're a journalist. So, I mean, 24/7, we are all under some type of microscope. And the first time somebody sees you at Love Nightclub, or the first time somebody sees you, you know, doing something, you know, a flash picture is, you know, taken, and, you know, your whole life is posted for the whole world to see. And, you know, a lot of artists, you know, they get caught up in that, that type of lifestyle, which is completely opposite of what they think. So I really, honestly, I really thank you, you know what I'm saying, for choosing to be one way. Because like I said, it's easy to fall into the hands of the enemy. So thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. If nobody else will say it, it's a great thing. It's just a great thing. I mean, it's a guy on my job who he actually, I mean, it's not even him, but it's a lot of non-Christians that are out there who are just looking for us to slip. They're just looking for us to fall. And it's really hard. It's really hard for artists to seem to get that. You've got that aspect, and then you got the aspect that everything is a competition. You know, my group is better than your group. My group is better than this group. And that's one thing, again, that I like about y'all. It's not about that. It's about one way. It's about music. And just like your title or your cut said, I want more. I want more of y'all. So.
Thank you.
Yep, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. So, where would you guys like to see yourselves in 5 years?
Well, just to, you know, I guess come back to the idea that there are so many talented people in this group. One of my desires, you know, the name of the company I started is called the One Way Movement, and just the same mission statement we have for the group. We want to, you know, allow other people to come on and latch on and express it in their own, you know, way. And I'd like to, in 5 years, you know, have, like, maybe a label going where I can, you know, really bring light, shed light on all of these talented people in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, still rocking with One Way, doing more creative things. We have, I'm always just thinking up events and things like that because I just want to offer tangible activity to people, to young adults. You know, when I'm out here trying to promote righteous living, I just don't want to say it, live right, and then leave it to them. You know, I want to really offer something tangible. So I like doing conferences and maybe even, you know, just concerts or just different activities. You know,
right.
Evangelism, where we're like people can really put to use and even see examples of, hey, this is living right, this is doing it. You know, so
right.
In 5 years, hopefully all of that is going up and running, or if not up and running, at least there's a first step towards that, you know, and by that time.
That's good stuff. Well, we're going to have to link up because we've got a couple events coming up next year. Matter of fact, we've got an event a month starting the entire year of next year. So we'll definitely have to collab with you guys so you guys can come out and get involved with some of the events that we've got going on. So we would love to have you. Any advice for any aspiring singers, musicians, songwriters of like yourself?
Well, I would definitely encourage anybody aspiring to not just sing or do something entertainment-wise, but with any gift that you have, whether you're riding the bus or building the bus, you know, whatever your calling is, if you're driving the bus, whatever. I just want to make it clear that first and foremost, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added. I don't want that just to be another scripture somebody hears, but to really be their lifestyle. You know, seek the kingdom of God. Seek, you know, God's will for your life. What does he really want me to do? Because a lot of us are out here chasing our own ambitions and, I don't know, just things that we feel like we should be doing versus what God has called us to do, operating, you know, in the gifts that we're kind of building up ourselves versus,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the ones God has really given us. So I just want to encourage people to really take time, seek the Lord. God, what do you want me to do? Because when you're in his will, things are so much easier and they work out well. Because even now, I've always told this to my group a long time ago, before we started, well, not a lot, 2 years ago. you know, we really prayed. And I was like, you know, God, if this D.C., Maryland area is all that you have for us, you know, of course, me, Brandon, I'd love to see my name, you know, internationally or things like that. But, God, if this is all you have for us, you know, conquering this area in terms of being able to spread your word to every corner of this Maryland, Virginia, DMV area, then God will do it. And I really look at what he's done for us already. I can't lie and say that we're not, you know, our CD may not be in Atlanta or somewhere else, but I know here in Maryland we have an event called The Encounter that goes forth every fourth Sunday, and there are hundreds of young adults who come out to that event just to worship God, and we're seeing fruits of our labor here at home first. And, you know, I believe this is where God has called us for now, and I'm okay with that because I know it's in his will. You know, I'm not out here chasing a flight to Japan just to go sing a song, you know,
right.
so that my name is known. But I want to be here doing something like The Encounter where I know God is being glorified, and I'm fulfilling the will that he has for my life. So I would encourage other people to just know where God has you and what he wants you to do, and everything else will be added.
Mm, Great, 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 great. That's awesome. That's awesome. How can people purchase the CD and stay in contact with you?
Well, we have a website called www.bc, my initials, Brandon Camphor, BC, the number one, and the word way.com, BC, the number one, way.com. Or you can just go to iTunes and type in Brandon Camphor in One Way or Regeneration, and the album should pop up, or on Amazon or any place like that. The album is everywhere online. They can also come to the Encounter, I'll say it again, every fourth Sunday at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland. You can find out more about that on the website and our Facebook and all of that. But, you know, join us there, and you can purchase the hard copy. But as of now, people over in Japan, they could get it on iTunes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And may God continue to bless you and One Way. Keep doing what you're doing, because there's some folks out here who are loving you. I get a request each and every week, at least two or three, to say play play your song. Gotta believe. I mean, gotta have faith. It's possible. It's hot. I was gonna actually play I Want More, and I'll probably debut it real soon. But
We'll do.
But thank you so much for stopping by the show. I really appreciate it. Continue to do what you do. Like I said, we're very fortunate to have you. Thank you so much. And, folks, be sure to check out Brandon Camphor and One Way, bc1way.com. That's BC, the number one, way.com. Be sure to check out their CD. Be sure to check out Fourth Sunday Hope Christian Church. Be sure to support, for real, for real. Support good music. Support good music. Brother Brandon, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anytime, anytime. More than welcome, more than welcome. Folks, that was Mr. Brandon Camphor on the Tavares Taylor Show. Very humble brother, very humble brother. I love what they are doing for the community. I love what they are doing for the gospel market. They are not just out just singing and jumping and running around, but they're actually living what they're singing. They're living what they're praise. They're living what they're worshiping. And very rare to find a group that actually does that in this day. And, you know, if you are a group that's, you know, living what you're singing, give us a call. Shoot us up, you know, shoot us an email, info@TavaresTaylor.com. We will be more than happy to put you on a show, put your music in rotation, so that others may be touched, so that others may be inspired, and that others may be empowered to walk with Christ in a more personal light. So thanks so much, brother. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Miss Marissa, are you there?
I am here.
I know, right? We're missing that comic relief this week. Miss Deanna Cole, she's on vacation, chilling at home, chilling with her fam. But it's all good. She'll be back next week. For sure, for sure. So what's been going on with you, Miss Marissa?
Nothing. I'm being lazy all weekend, haven't done anything. So I'm just enjoying the cool air that we're now getting. It's like, just get from fall to winter automatically in one day. So
I ain't gonna lie, I love heat. You can tell I was a descendant of a field slave, because I love heat, man. I love heat. It's just something about 90 degrees and blue skies that I love. I don't care about humidity. I don't care about none of it. I love heat. So, yeah, my folks, they was out there with field slaves, but it's all good.
Okay.
Well, folks, we're going to keep the music going here. We got some God's Image coming up next. That's right. This is their brand new single, Get Up. And you're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Hey, everyone, this is Amber Ojeda, and you are listening to my boy Tavares and the Tavares Taylor Show.
About to sin and get your praise on. You see, now is the time for you to catch the blessing. So open up your heart and let him in and give him all you got.
This is what you wanna do. You can do it all, yeah.
Get up. That's right. You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right. And you just heard from Music by God's Image. That's right. G.I. straight out of Richmond, waiting for them to give us a call. I know they are in D.C. right now. They should be getting off the stage not too well in the next couple of minutes. So hopefully they can give us a call before the show ends. If not, hey, we'll see what we can do. Sister Marissa.
Yes. Sister.
I need to put some bass in my voice.
No, no bass. You gotta know.
Good stuff. Well, folks, we want to let you know about some upcoming events that we have scheduled here on the Tavares Taylor Show. We've got Anthony David coming up next month. So for those soul, neo soul, R&B heads who are into good music, you want to make sure that you stay tuned for Mr. Anthony David. Who else we got coming up, Marissa?
With our fingers crossed and our toes curled, Tina Marie.
Oh, well, you know, hopefully. Yeah, we can. Yeah, hopefully she can call in finally.
Yes. So that's why I said toes curling and all that other good stuff. Hopefully she can make it. So that will be November 1st. So.
Good stuff. Yeah, we've got a power pack lineup coming for you in a later couple of weeks. We've got a bunch of authors. We got some more authors. We got some more poets. We've got some more individuals in the R&B, neo soul, and gospel realm who will also be coming on the show. But, you know, on the giving side of things, we also have some scholarships. We want to start posting scholarships and money for school. So if you're in college, if you are about to go to college or you are in need for some scholarships, be sure to check out our website, the TavaresTaylor.com. Check out the websites. We've got scholarships. We've got internships. We've got all types of stuff. Be sure to hit us up. Hopefully you can get some of that money and pay some of those bills that you got and, you know, go to school for free. We're here for you. We are the Tavares Taylor Show. We're going to try to keep it moving here on the show. I'm trying to ask.
Actually, speaking of events, those who are in the Atlanta area, R. Kelly will be in town October 23rd. He will be doing two shows that evening. So he will be there at the Fox Theater, and I believe it starts at 8. So.
You said R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
That's right. And you can get tickets on our website. That's right, at ytbtravel.com/empowerment inc. You can get tickets for that show. You can get tickets for the brand new heavies. They're going to be in Chicago. And you can just check out any events that are going on in your city. And you can get those tickets for a very reasonable price. So
yes,
I'll be sure.
And another event. Another one that they can get from your website is Erykah Badu featuring Ricky Smiley and Special K. They will be at Atlanta Civic Center on October 25th. So that is going to be an awesome, awesome show. I'm trying to win tickets. I'm hoping maybe God will bless me some money and I can get it so I can go. But that is definitely going to be an awesome, awesome event.
I saw Badu when she was here in D.C. And who else was over there? I won't say the Roots. And I have never seen the Roots live. Well, I hadn't seen the new Roots live. I saw them in college one time. But awesome show. So if you want to check out Badu, check her out, Atlantic Civic Center. She will be there with Ricky Smiley. Like I said, check out tickets. We've got tickets. We've got hotel rooms. We've got rental cars. We've got everything. ytbtravel.com/empowerment inc. We're going to keep the music going here. I got some new music, y'all. This is from my girl Joy Jones. And it is called Beautiful. So it is an exclusive. You're probably only going to hear it here on the Tavares Taylor Show. So, Joy Jones, take it away.
So there I am. I wasted far too much time trying to
Listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family. That was Miss Joy Jones with Beautiful, that's right, on the Tavares Taylor Show. Be sure to check her out, yo. Her name of her CD is God Child Joy Jones. It's dope, yo. The rest of it is crazy bananas. It's one of my favorite. Marissa, I think you like it too, don't you?
Of course.
So I'll be trying to, y'all, I ain't even gonna lie, I try to play some stuff sometimes that, you know, I know some of my co-hosts may not, you know, be down with, but they already know. I don't know what it is. They already know. It's ridiculous. But, you know, it's cool. It's cool. I'm trying to be like y'all. I'm trying to get your music together, and let's see what we got here. There we go. I don't know what's going on with my computer tonight, but you know, it's working right now. Folks, this is the segment that we call Soul Flavor in Your Ear. Marissa, take it away.
All right. For our fans, the new release is live at Indigo 2 London by Brand New Heavies. All their live with Geo at London. If you want to a live version of Brand New Heavies. That the next album is called Here We Go Again. It's actually a compilation of live DVD and live hit Isley Brothers, which is perfect. Ron Isley recently. Black Dynamite, one saw that movie yet. The soundtrack is coming out on as well. The next is Thankful by The Whispers. And the last but not least, we haven't heard since beginning of this year, Heist Can't Love.
Nice.
In your ears.
That was, you're so right. Folks, that was Soul Flavor in Your Ear. Be sure to check out those artists. Be Be sure to pick up those new CDs. Be sure to check out our guest of the evening, Mr. Brandon Campbell. Be sure to pick out his new CD, Regeneration. Trust me, you're going to love it. Trust me, you're going to love it. It's going to give you that pick-me-up that you're looking for in the middle of the day. And if you got a boss like I do who gets on your nerves, that's right. And I know, sir, you can listen to my shows on podcasts. But let me tell you, sometimes you get on my nerves. But I'm going to let you know, when I listen to Brandon Campbell and I listen to a couple of other songs on my iPod, that they make my day. So be sure to check out him at bc1way.com. Check out that CD. It's off the chain. Be sure to hit him up also. Just hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. They are on there just to let them know that you appreciate good gospel music. We've got about 4 minutes left in the show. Unfortunately, God's Image, I guess they are still performing, so we're going to probably have to reschedule for those brothers. So for the folks who were tuned in to listen to them, I do apologize. We're going to get them schedule them for the show in the near future. So thanks to everyone who checked out the Tavares Taylor Show tonight. Thank you so much. Last couple of weeks, we have been just exhausted. We got a lot going on, but we're going to keep bringing you the show as only we know how, because we are radio with a purpose, music with a message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. If you like any of the cuts here tonight, please check out our website, TavaresTaylor.com. Hit us up on Amazon, and there you will see the artists that we played tonight. Be sure to hit up, like I said, Brandon Campbell, Joy Jones, Sean Simmons, Lisa McClendon. Whoo, that joint is fire. Be sure to hit it up. Let these folks know that real music is appreciated and supported. To the boss lady and the folks over at WowUradio.net, thank y'all so much. Be sure to hit up my folks, my peoples at WowUradio.net. Be sure to add me, Tavares Taylor, and the Tavares Taylor Show to your Twitter, your Facebook. On Facebook, we are Tavares.Taylor, and on Twitter, we are Tav Taylor, TavTaylor. Also, hit us up on iTunes. Search for us. You can download this show and every show on iTunes. I need to update it. So I'm telling you tonight, no later than Tuesday, they will all be updated. So if you don't see a show, just check back Tuesday. It will be there. And if you want to get us again, you can get us at Tavares.podomatic.com. Y'all, we want to thank y'all so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate it. If it were not for you, we would not be here. Trust me. My name is Tavares Taylor, y'all. Thank you to my co-host, Miss Marissa. Thanks so much for everything you do.
Welcome.
No problem. Miss Deanna Cole, she'll be back next week. And we miss you, Dee. We miss you. And, yo, remember that change begins with you, folks. Become the change that you want to see in this world. My name is Tavares Taylor. Thank you so much for tuning into the Tavares Taylor Show. We're going to leave y'all with Mary Mary and Neo with the God and Me remix, y'all. You've been listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family. That ain't it.
I'm about to say that. Like
some
Mary J. Hold on now.
I told you, my computer is just going crazy tonight. Hold on, let's see. Do we have it?
Mary, Mary,
Mary, yeah. Yeah, take it easy, y'all.
Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is your own.
but I still walk around sad. Smile on the tree and set up. People see I don't let it bother me, and they believe it can get better. The light you see that shines through the digital and truly.
Walk now.